What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's always better to get along with people than it is to be at odds with them. Very little good ever comes from being at odds with another human being. I mean, is this the reality of it? Can you sometimes find a truce? Can you sometimes, you know, pressure someone to get something out of them that you want? I mean, yeah, I mean, that is something that does happen. But at the end, you don't have both parties happy. You don't have one person walking away going, that worked out well for me and that worked out well for you too. And we're all good. You know, it's better to both be on the same page. And in some cases that can be done. And in others, you just got to kind of call it what it is and realize, you know, you don't mesh well together. The same can be said of relationships with ghosts, spirits, entities, whatever you want to call them. If you can get along, if you can kind of have that understanding of, okay, here's what our role, our interaction is to be and how it will best suit both of us to get along in life, it makes for a better existence for both parties involved. That's what we hear a lot about in today's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. A listener is trying to please their ghost housemate. It feels like a roommate. It really does. With classic rock. And it seems to do some good. Also, how many of us had a childhood haunting but really don't remember because we repressed those memories? We hear the story of one person who's looking back trying to make sense of their childhood hauntings. Not necessarily that it was a traumatic experience, but it was confusing enough that a lot of the memories were repressed. They're trying to dig back into that. And spirits are drawn to a teenage girl wherever she goes, house to house. Why do the spirits want to use her as her messenger? We're going to talk about all of that in today's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. EPP bonus episode number 290. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Was it just the wind? I thought I saw it. Was it all a dream?
Can be a frustrating thing, especially when maybe your tastes are the same in some areas, but others just not at all. Especially when one tends to sneak up on the other. Not necessarily on purpose, but they just don't announce themselves as being in a room. And that can be startling, especially when you don't expect another person to be there. It can be even more startling when that other person is dead. And not that you found the person dead, but they're a ghost. They're an entity that still lurks around the house, still shares a lot of the same interests you have. 70s classic rock, for instance. But they also can startle you because they're there when you least expect them. Sometimes almost kind of creepily lurking around. In our next story, we hear about what seems more like a roommate situation. And unless the definition of ghost was not used in this story, you would assume that this may just be a roommate situation. However, it's a very real setup of a person with a roommate who is indeed a spirit. Take a listen. I bought my home about a year ago, and after living here through the seasons and getting used to all the creaks and pops, I can honestly say that it's not me. It's a house. My home is a Cape Cod built in 1945 on the street with similar homes, about a block away from the local high school. I love this house dearly and fought hard for it. I'm a single woman and I've lived in rough situations before, been homeless, rented rooms from friends, and even lived out of my car on occasion. When I finally had the financial stability to look for my own home, this place almost literally fell into my lap. I met a man that had bought the house to fix and resell as it had sat empty for 3 years, and as soon as I stepped in the front door the first time, I knew my search was over. He showed me around the place, and the only thought that came to my mind was, who is the man, and why is he in my home? 7 months later, I closed on the house and moved a few of my belongings and cat into my dream home. I wasn't even here for a week before the house started making itself known. As with all Cape Cods, there are bedrooms downstairs with a single bathroom, small but cozy living room, small galley kitchen, and small dining room. Upstairs are 2 rooms and a generous number of knee-wall attics. In the first few nights spent in the home, I always had the feeling that someone was watching me, both upstairs and downstairs. I chalked it up to infrasound coming from the chimney running up the center of the house. It went about my life. The house then decided to step it up a notch. I was upstairs in my library, putting some books away when I heard Smoke on the Water start playing like someone had a speaker on low the next room over. I had no radio or anything else to play music on at the time, so I thought that one of the neighbors had good taste in music. But when I stuck my head outside, I heard nothing. I brought my head back in and heard the music again. I searched the house over to find the source of the music, all the attics, closets, basements, and cabinets, all the while the song sounded like it was coming from the next room over. About 10 minutes later, the song finally faded out. Things were okay for about a month. The feeling of being watched never really let up, and I blame my strange noises on the cat. I work the night shift, so I usually get home around 3 in the morning, and sometimes later. I was lying in bed in early November and heard what sounded like a TV playing a sitcom at 4 a.m. Once again, it sounded like it was just the next room over. I don't even own a TV, as I get all my entertainment from my computer or cell phone. I searched the house, but only heard the sound in my bedroom. Once again, I went outside and determined it wasn't a neighbor that had their TV on loud. I went back to bed to the sound of a distant laugh track and some mumbled conversations. This happened off and on for the next few days, but after working 12-hour shifts at the plant, if things weren't getting broken, then I could cope. I met a few of my neighbors that had lived here for decades and introduced myself. When they asked where I live, I'd gesture proudly to my home and get a hushed, "Oh," in response. I haven't found any news stories on the house, and so far, no one is talking. The activity faded around springtime. One day, I bought a small speaker for my cell phone and played music on it when cleaning the house. 5 Years from David Bowie came up on my playlist, and the entire mood of the house changed for the better. Everything was so happy. The sun through the windows seemed brighter, and the feeling of being watched went away entirely for a time. As the next fall and winter came on, the feeling of being watched returned with a vengeance. I'd get home at my usual 3 or 4 in the morning, and it never seemed like I could have enough lights on. The house was just dark. Empty rooms were like black holes, and my now 2 cats never went upstairs or to other rooms of the house without me. Even when I went to feed the cats in the kitchen, they would sometimes stop and turn to look at the living room and occasionally puff up. I sighed and said, "I don't have time for this guy," and pet them until they calmed down and ate their food. I'd lay in bed and see a dark shadow in the hall. I never quite felt comfortable in my bedroom. One night after getting home from work, I went to use the bathroom. From the toilet with the door open, you can see past the hallway and through the doorframe of the living room. I saw a light flicker in the living room, and when I turned to look at it fully, there was a glowing white ribbon of smoke drifting from the dining room to the center of the living room, which then vanished. I finished my business and went to investigate and found nothing but a pair of puffed-up cats that relaxed once they were fed. I eventually moved my bedroom upstairs, and while the creepy, watching feeling is still there, I'm much happier upstairs next to my library and books. That was until I started to see the same dark shadow standing in the doorway up there and peeking over the edge of the stairwell. It's always very dark up there, even with a street light outside the window and a full moon. One night, I was lying in bed after another spontaneous 12-hour shift and saw the night lights that I had placed around start to fade, and the watched feeling intensified. Fed up, I kicked the covers off and shouted, "Either pay rent or go to the light." That wraps up the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP standing for Extra Podcast Person. If you'd like to be one of those extra podcast persons and get the rest of this episode and access to all 290 bonus episodes of this program, sign up. Go to ghostpodcast.com to become an EPP or through patreon.com/realghoststories. You get access, like I said, to all 290 bonus episodes, a brand new one every single week. You get access to our audiobook, which is on sale on Audible in every place for about $15. You get that included. You get our ebook, which is an Amazon bestseller. That too, about $15. $30 value right there. $5 to be an EPP. $5 a month to get access to 290 bonus episodes, those extras, and our regular program, the regular episodes that we release during the week. You get them weeks, if not months, before the release to the public, and commercial free as well. So a lot of extras there. Only $5. That's what our supports our program and keeps us on the air. So if you like the show, you want it to keep going, and you want all the extras, I highly encourage you to please support it. Go to ghostpodcast.com and sign up, or through patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Thank you.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.